your attention and your support.
Thank
you very much for those words, and we look forward to your accessible and enriching mandate. On my behalf and that of all members of the Council, I congratulate you.
We will now proceed with the election of the other members of the Bureau in accordance with Rule 9 of the Council's Rules of Procedure. I once again remind delegation that the election process will be conducted by the state members of the Council for 2025 and that it is a member process only. I am pleased to inform you that the following representatives have been nominated as Vice President for 2025. His Excellency, Mr. Paul Ompole Lozoko Efambe, Permanent Representative of the Democratic Republic of Congo for the African Group. For the Group of Asia-Pacific State, His Excellency Mr. Tariq Muhammad Ariful Islam, Permanent Representative of Bangladesh. And for the Group of Eastern European States, His Excellency Mr. Razvan Rousseau, Permanent Representative of Romania. I wish to inform you that I have not received formal notification from the Group of Latin America and Caribbean States regarding their nomination. Hopefully, it will be a lady, Mr. President. So, if I see no comment on these proposals, we then consider it as adopted by the Council. I now propose that the three nominated representatives serve as members of the new Bureau of the Human Rights Council, and as I mentioned earlier, this is a member-only process. If I see no objection, as I said, it is so decided. The President-elect and Vice President-elect will serve as members of the Bureau from the 1st of January to the 31st of December 2025. Pursuant to Rule 9 of the Vice Presidents shall serve as rapporteur. One of the Vice Presidents shall serve as rapporteur, and the selection of the rapporteur shall be based on geographic rotation. In 2025, it will be the turn of the Group of African States to assume this function. Therefore, it is proposed that His Excellency Mr. Paul Ompole Lozoko Efambe serves as rapporteur. If I see no objection, it is so decided. Excellencies, distinguished participants, I will now open the floor for statements by delegation on any matter that was discussed here this afternoon. I see the United States. United States, you have the floor.
Colleagues.